Hello, Lions fans. Welcome to another edition of the Lions Den podcast. Adam Williams here, along with three of our men's basketball players, Javonte Cook, Matthew Powell, Jay Sean Brooks, ahead of their South Atlantic Conference quarterfinal contest versus the number one seeded Lincoln Memorial Rail Splitters. Guys, how you feeling on this Monday afternoon?
Feeling pretty good.
Good.
Feel good, man.
So, Matt, Jay Sean, want to kick it off with you guys here. Saturday against Queens. Unfortunately falling short 72-71 in the final game inside Chambers Gymnasium. But also it's a day for celebration for you guys. It's your senior day. Talk about what it meant to have your friends, family, fans, and kind of all those that have supported you on your journey here at Mars Hill. What it meant to have those guys in the crowd. Matt, if you want to start first.
Just a great day. Just like felt all the love and support. It's been a long journey for me, having to do 5 years. So it's just been a long journey just to like feel all the love and support from my family and my teammates, you know, just everybody in the crowd. It was a great day.
Just to piggyback off what Matt said, I know for the last 5 years it's been kind of tough, like watching for my mom to watch me play, and I know this was going to be her last time to watch me play before I go overseas. So it brought up a bit of extra motivation to see everybody there, not only my family but Matt's family and JT's family. It was a good celebration and extra motivation for us to get the win, even though we fell short, but it was beautiful.
Javonte, off of that, you guys have been teammates for 2 years here. Talk about what senior day means for those that are kind of underclassmen. You're seeing these guys that you've played with and grown strong bonds with, but now next year they're not going to be here in that same capacity. Talk about your emotions on senior day.
Man, it was emotional, man. These are my guys. It's only been 2 years, but like I feel like I've known these guys for life, you know what I mean? And next year, it's still not my senior day. It's my people's class senior year, you know what I mean? So, basically, it was just emotional, man. It's sad to see my guys go, but I'm happy for them.
Say, they're not gone just yet. You got one game coming up. Yeah. You got at least one more game.
Yeah.
Wednesday night, 7 o'clock in Harrogate, Tennessee. You guys take on Lincoln Memorial. Played them twice in the regular season. Talk about what you guys have learned from them in the regular season and what you're really preparing for on Wednesday. Whoever wants to jump in with that one.
They're really a run-and-gun team, so, like, we kind of want to keep that pace with them while, like, while playing defense. You don't want it to be, like, 150 to 150, you know what I mean? We want to keep it at a good pace.
Just try to limit their runs because they're one of those teams that they can go on a 20-0 run in 2 minutes to a minute. I feel like if we limit those runs and limit our live ball turnovers, I feel like we could take care of everything else. And I feel like we're one of the few teams in the SAC that really can match up with them from every position and beat them.
Yeah, they just get out on transition. Like Vontae said, running gun, and they play and run. So, you know, and they run, they go on big runs so we can limit those and, you know, take care of the ball and, you know, execute our stuff, and then we'll be fine.
So we're talking about runs. When Lincoln Memorial came to Mars Hill a couple weeks ago, they jumped out to about a 20-point lead in the second quarter. We returned the favor. I believe it was a 10-11-0 run, something along those lines. Had them on their heels. Had it not been for a media timeout, potentially things kind of keep rolling for you guys. Having that momentum and knowing, like, hey, we can punch back just as hard, how does that give you that confidence heading into Wednesday?
It gives us all of the confidence that we need because if we minimize our mistakes, we know that we could either beat them or be right there with them for the whole game. And that's all we have to do. If we minimize our mistakes, they're only going to score off our mistakes. That's with anybody all year. I feel like if we minimize those and keep the momentum going, like, in the right direction, we'll be fine.
Yeah. Once we, you know, get rolling and, you know, we all have confidence in each other and guys, you know, hitting shots, we can stop some defense, man. We one of the best teams in the conference, without a doubt. And we get real scary. So I got confidence in all my guys.
Thanks. So, again, Wednesday night on the road in Harrogate, Tennessee. Fans, if you're listening and you're in the area, you want to support the team, make the trip out. Lions want all the support they can get. Wear blue and gold.
Please.
Cheer them on as they as they take on nationally ranked Lincoln Memorial Rail Splitters team. Live video and live stats will be available on MarsHillLions.com. If you're unable to make it, there is going to be a watch party in Belk Auditorium for the game as well. So if you're on campus and you can't make the trip out, be able to come to the game and watch it on the big screen there. So a lot of ways to support the team. That's Wednesday night. Let's kind of do a retrospective look back on this season. Let's talk about some highlights. Jay Sean, certainly the two game winners, You've probably talked about them 1,000 times, but let's do it one more time here. First one against Tusculum. It was a scenario where Lions led a majority of that contest. Down the stretch, Tusculum kind of worked their way back into the game. Admittedly, I see you coming down the court. You throw the ball up, surrounded by 3 defenders. Everyone else, well, I think you guaranteed it. Because I remember you talked to Doug Maurer, our broadcaster, afterwards, and said, I knew as soon as it left my hands, it's good to go. I'm watching and go, oh my God, that's going to be 4 feet short. That ball just looked like it was going to just drop, but it kept floating, floating, floating. An incredible moment in Chambers Gymnasium. Then a couple weeks later against Coker, Javonte, you got the assist on that pass. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about those game winners, and let's talk about what they meant to you, and then Javonte and Matt, just kind of talk about your reactions to those as well.
Well, it's funny that we have both of these guys. both of them actually passed me the ball on both of those game winners. And both of them also gave me eye contact, like, hey, I'm about to pass it to you. Like, just go ahead and just do what you can do. But for the Tusculum game winner, really for both of them, I think it just solidified, like, the hard work that I put in over the past 3 years, day and night, that really nobody's seen, that you only can see, like, when obviously the gym's packed. But when nobody was in the gym, I'm pretty sure you heard, I was in the gym 2 a.m., 3 a.m., or whatever the case may be, working on those same type of shots. So I just felt like it was all the glory to God, and my hard work finally was on display.
Thanks. Yeah, with the one against Tusculum, I remember we went zone, and Tariq Jenkins came down, hit a floater, and I knew we didn't have any timeouts left, so I had to get it out quick. I'm taking the ball out, and I think I was looking for who. I just looked up and I saw Jay Sean, so I was like, let me get it to him quick, and we run down, hit the game winner. But it was just like an exciting feeling, you know, like to hear all the fans cheering and everything. And, you know, just excited for Jay Sean because I know, like, the work he put in, you know, each and every day, every night that everyone doesn't see. So it was just, that was big time.
Just to piggyback off that one, it was crazy just to say to all the fans how everybody chased me after I made it. Like, it was just amazing. But that's all I can say. Wet hit feet to the apartments.
And then the other game winner, man, it was just right after he hit that one. You know, it wasn't too much time in between, so we had to go to him again. He missed the free throw. I got the rebound. I just had to push the ball. We made the eye contact, like he said. I just had to give it to him. Let it go.
Saying what's impressive about the Coker one specifically is we were down by double digits and just went on a heck of a run, and then of course Jay Sean with the game winner here.
Jamal Bryant, shout out Jamal.
Jamal's had an outstanding season defensively. Sure. Definitely want to give him some shout outs. Also want to give Naz Daniel and Austin Gilliard some big shout outs as well. To greatly improved players, and Naz, I think, if I'm not mistaken, he's top 3, maybe even leading the conference in blocks.
Oh yeah, he beat that.
So he's protected. Certainly a great cast for you guys. Javonte, we're talking about Jay Sean's kind of 3-point efficiency. Let's talk about your highlight dunks.
Boy,
which game do we start with? There's about a dozen of them, but there's one great clip. We hosted Newberry prior to, I think it was Thanksgiving break, and on the local Asheville news outlet, I don't know if you've seen the clip. Dunk on the guy, Chris Womack yells out, that man has a family. Let's talk about kind of the ferocity that you have on those dunks, and when you go up, kind of what the intention is. Is it to send a message? Like, hey, don't give me
for
this
sure,
space?
For sure, man. You know, the time was running down the shot clock. My boy Austin Gary passing the ball. I seen the lane, and I just had to do it. I had to jump.
So we talk about the dunks. We talk about the threes. Matt, we talk kind of off mic. How, and you even alluded to it yourself, you might not have those highlight plays, but you do a lot of stuff on the court that might not show up on the stat sheet. That certainly helps the team out. Talk about your leadership role and what it means to you, especially as a senior, being here for these years and kind of taking that on and essentially being more or less a player coach when you're on the court.
It's just like understanding, you know, the role and the pieces that I have around me. I got guys that can make highlight plays at any time. Guys that can hit buzzer beaters, can, you know, come down and dunk on you, block you. You know, I got guys that can do that. So, you know, not to force the issue or anything. I just need to, you know, especially playing point guard this year, you know, being connected with coach and just, you know, trying to just do a little bit of everything and just, you know, help, you know, where I can. So just doing the dirty work. There's no problem with that at all.
So, Matt, Jay Sean, we've talked about, you know, senior year, the leadership that you've brought to this team. Javonte, as an underclassman, and we mentioned earlier kind of the emotions you have as they head out.
Right.
But let's talk about the future, and you're looking ahead, going to slot up. What's that?
Passing the torch. I told him. Told him after the before the game, before seeing like that. Hey, bro, I'm giving it to you. Like, I'm passing the torch to you.
Say, passing of the torch. What does that mean to you, especially hearing it from Jay Sean, and then also realizing, like, hey, you know, I am a junior on this team. I am kind of an upperclassman now, right, and taking on that leadership role.
For sure, man. It's just, we got big plans next year, man. We want to always elevate, you know what I mean, like do better than we did the previous year. And I had these guys to look up to, you know what I mean. They set a great example. So, like, I'm just going to follow in their footsteps.
So we talk about the year that was kind of laid down, the foundation for the next several years. The most successful program that we've had in the last several years, most conference wins in probably about 20 years, somewhere around there, since the early 90s when Coach Riggins was around. First double-digit victories that we've had in quite a while, first tournament appearance in 10 years. What does that mean to you guys personally to be part of that program, and especially Matt and Jayshon, kind of this is what we've left you with, build upon this?
Man, it means a lot. Just, you know, coming in, and I know a lot of guys, we have transfers that came from, you know, successful programs, and, you know, it wasn't easy. It wasn't easy. You know, we went through some rough times, but we always believe, you know, Coach Vic always talked about changing the culture and, you know, building that foundation for these guys, and, you know, we stuck through. You know, we believed in each other, believed in, you know, our coaching staff, and for everybody that stayed with us and supported, you know, it really means a lot.
Honestly, it means everything. Like, personal accolades are cool and everything, but to win and to know that you're, like, you're stamping something, and you put your stamp on it, and know that, like, you're leaving something behind for other guys to follow and to take lead to, it's amazing, because it wasn't easy. It was not easy at all. Like, it was very hard, but I feel like we changed history, and I feel like we wrote our names in the history books forever, and that's something that me, JT, and Ice, and then next year, Vontae and AG, they'll always be able to look upon, and for 15, 20 years from now, we'll always be able to say, like, we did this and we did that. So it's just, it's very memorable, but I feel like for us three, me, JT, and Ice, it's very good, because we wrote our names in the history books. We started the foundation. We laid something that could last forever. Genuinely, to lean up to a Lincoln Memorial or a Queens type of program, like, we can always say that we started that.
So, as we look back on the season, kind of give us your favorite moments of this season. Matt, Jayshon, if you want to look back a little further back, kind of your favorite moments that you've had here. It can be on the court, can be off the court with the team. What are some moments that stand out to you guys with your time here on the Hill?
Oh, man, it's so many. Honestly, it's so many, like, off the court, and just, like, it's just so many memories. One that sticks out this year is probably, like, just the Anderson game at That's Anderson. Not what I said, yeah. Going to, like, knowing that was a crucial game for us. And, I mean, we had two great days of practice. I feel like we really, like, began to enjoy, like, the hard work and, you know, really just, like, continuing to have fun with everything. And, man, it was just a great game, like, just to be in there, just to feel like we were in control the whole time. And it was a great game. We played our best basketball that game, man. That's probably one of my best memories. But it's so many, man. So many memories.
Well, I'm going to be optimistic. Well, I'm going to do the good and the bad, because I love the bad memories too. So I'll start with the bad memories first. Just on the court, this year I would say North Greenville, Erskine. I feel like those games helped mold us into who we are today, because those are both two non-conference games that we were supposed to win, but we didn't. But it is what it is. But the positive, I would definitely say Anderson. I feel like that was the most complete game. And Coker. Those are two of the most complete games where we rallied together as a team and we were really one. So,
for me, it would probably be Middle Tennessee. And when me and Jayshon didn't even play, we had, like, what was it, six? Six players. Yeah. And Middle Tennessee is a Division I team, so we stuck with them. Final score, we ended up losing by, like, eight or six. But, like, the whole game, we were just into it. That's when I knew we were different this year.
And there's a lot of times this year where we were in tough spots. Like, maybe we might have been down, but, like, we stuck together. Like, we believe. Where, like, in the previous year, we get down, you know, we just give up, we quit, you know. Right. But, you know, this year, never, no quit in any of us. So. Yeah.
Also, some off-the-court memories that we have. I got a couple I can speak on. But just from the tourist games, being there, serving people, but bonding as a team.
Elementary school.
Elementary school, helping to mentor the kids, going to the calf, sitting in the calf for 30, 40 minutes, just talking about nothing but just building. Or just after going in the weight room and going to the locker room and fellowshipping with the guys, like, it's a great experience.
Say, speaking on those Taurus games, I work with the Taurus in the summer as well. I'm sure one of you guys gave me a hamburger or something during those times. But you mentioned being together in that bond. And I think, you know, I've only been here 3 years, but just seeing that grow over the last couple of years is maybe the most encouraging sign for this program. The product on the court resembles what you guys do off the court as well. And you certainly see that family unit. You guys see more of you guys together. Right. In the years past, it was kind of, well, here's three people, here's two, here's three. Now, no matter where you look, there's always a big group of you guys together. So, again, highly encouraging and certainly translates quite well. Wednesday night, taken to the road, number one seeded LMU in Harriet, Tennessee. Again, we encourage everyone to go out, support the team, watch the game, tweet, Instagram, do all that fun stuff. As the Lions make their first appearance in the SAC tournament in over 10 years, it's a big night for you guys.
Yes, sir.
Just want to end on this. Obviously, we're not looking past Wednesday, but you have to start looking at the future a little bit. Matt, Jay, Sean, in your senior day ceremony, you both mentioned how you guys want to plan to pursue a career professionally. Let's talk about that a little bit. And Javonte, once the season does come to an end, whenever that may be, what are your plans for the remainder of the semester and the summer heading into next season? Matt, if you want to start.
And playing basketball is what I love to do. And it's just that simple. It's what I'm passionate about. And just, you know, taking the game very serious. I've put in a lot of work, so I just want to keep going. Just keep going as long as I can. So I'm looking to go overseas and play professionally, you know.
Pretty much the same. I don't know exactly what my plans are going to be, but just from previously talking to one of my friends who's in an agency, just maybe whatever the case may be, whether it's G League, Euro League, LCL, like whatever it is, I want to be able to further my career and start my career as a professional, just like Ice. I'm pretty sure Avante wants to do the same thing, but I'm pretty sure that's all our goals.
For sure. For next year, though, I'm just going to continue to work, man. This summer, just continue to work. These 2 years I've been at Mars Hill, you feel me, my relationship with God has grown stronger. So I'm going to continue to work on that, just continue to build that relationship. And our Coach Alex, always tells us never get complacent, so I can't let complacency sit. I just got to continue to work.
So rooting for all of you guys in every endeavor that you pursue, certainly rooting for you guys on Wednesday. Best of luck. I appreciate you guys taking the time. Stuart mentioned on senior day how you guys always have a family and a place here at the Hill. I want to echo that as well. Javonte, I'm sure you'll get the same message in 2 years, but we'll start now as well. Best of luck on Wednesday, guys. Thank you so much. It's been an absolute pleasure watching you guys this year.
Thank you.